Welcome home, neighbors, to episode 58 of the My DVC Points podcast. Today's episode is brought to you by our friends over at DVCResaleMarket.com, where they have sold over $500 million in DVC contracts. That's $500 million, friends. That's a lot of contracts. If you're looking to buy a contract, they can help you find it. They've got the largest inventory out there. If you're looking to sell a contract, they have the largest reach and the largest network and can help you find a buyer lickety-split. DVCResaleMarket.com. Head on over there and let them know you heard about them here on the My DVC Points podcast.
Welcome home, neighbors.
Welcome home, neighbors.
Hello, neighbors.
We're listening from
Arizona,
Florida,
Maryland,
New York,
New Jersey,
Indianapolis,
California,
Utah,
Michigan,
Iowa,
Massachusetts,
Georgia,
Canada.
Our home resort is
Animal Kingdom,
Polynesian,
Great Lake Tower,
Old Key West,
Riviera,
Boardwalk,
Kalani Resort,
Hilton Head,
Boulder Ridge,
Papa Creek,
Grand Floridian,
Saratoga Springs,
Beach Club,
and Wilderness Lodge.
And you're listening to
My DVC Points.
Well, welcome home, everybody. This is Chad, and tonight I am joined by Alicia and Marianne. So, hey, Marianne, how you doing tonight?
Good.
Hello, hello.
Hey, and you are back.
Barely, just minutes. We just rolled out of the motorhome. We're happy to be back.
Awesome. Well, thanks for joining us tonight. And we're starting a new tradition as well. In our pre-show chat time, we are going to be coming back in and talking about when are we going home next? We're working on this My DVC Points calculator that builds a really cool home screen for us. And I went ahead and pulled this up for all three of us. Let me just show that to everybody. I am going home in 40 days and I'm past my ADR time, past my fast passes. Alicia, you got 3 days before your fast passes.
Oh my goodness.
And then Marianne, I heard a little comment here pre-show. You're going to Saratoga Springs. You're like,
oh. Yeah, 6 days till I have to make my fast passes. Ah, I'm not ready.
I think we can pull it together for you. So I'm wondering for everybody who's out there that's watching and tuning in tonight, when are you guys going home next? So when's your next trip home?
Ours is a little bit easier because I don't have to do any fast passes. My dad is going to be turning 90 and he always golfs on his 90th birthday. And so we are going to scoop him up and drag him over. And we're going to stay at Old Key West for a 2-bedroom and go golfing for one day. So it's a pretty big thing to get him to even do one event, let alone, I don't know if he's going to go to the parks, but if we do, that'll be great. But I think even just a gondola ride will be on the list.
Samantha's leading the pack here at 12 days before she goes home. Mary is 32 days. Poor Lauren has to wait till August for the next trip home. And then Brandy's suffering it out at 146 days here. But that tool is pretty dang cool. I think it's really helpful. And we're also building it so people can just do a social media share from it as well. I just did a screenshot that shows all the other stuff. But when we build it, we'll take off the times and the battery signals and all that kind of fun stuff. So it's more of a social media type presentation.
And I wonder how many people, like, do you guys have a countdown at home? Like we have a big chalkboard and we always write down, you know, first the weeks and then the days of when we're going to go and when we're going to go back or things like that. So it'd be kind of fun if you guys all post on like, what kind of cool things do you guys do?
For us, I don't know that we have anything like that because a lot of times, well, the kids don't know when we're going.
Because you go without them or because you just, you know,
hopefully my kid's not going to watch me on YouTube. She likes to have her friends over and go, look, my dad's on YouTube.
Yeah.
I can hear my voice.
That's funny.
That's so funny.
I'm really crafty, Alicia. You would think that I would have created something like that by now, but I have yet to take anything and do, you know, like a cute crafty countdown or something like that. And I just keep it on my phone, and that new app that Chad's building is actually going to be really helpful for that. I've used other countdown calendars, and every once in a while, things sneak up on me, and I'm like, oh, crud. I was supposed to do reservations for dining like 3 days ago.
Oh, yes.
In fact, it was yesterday when I was sewing a costume for my daughter for Frozen the musical that she's doing, and about noon, I went, oh! Today was the day if I was going to switch our DVC reservation. Today was the day. It's noon. It's not 8 a.m. Oh, no. Oh, no. But I got really lucky.
Oh, good.
The panic,
I jumped on, and there were 5 days in a row at Boardwalk in the middle of my stay in June and July. So
I'm telling you, and Mary Ann is not going to Saratoga for once. Like, we need a live trip report just to see how you make it through that, Mary Ann.
Well,
like, are you going to be able to breathe? I mean,
there is a method to my madness. After Katie fell asleep on the concrete after a Halloween party, waiting for the bus to get us and go back to Saratoga one night at 2 a.m, I decided that for the 4th of July, I wanted to be able to walk from Epcot back to the boardwalk. So awesome. that was my real intent, was I wanted to be walking distance on the 4th of July.
Yeah, I think a lot of those are going to come in really, really handy.
I'm excited about that.
All those gondola resorts are going to be a hot commodity for that walking, I think.
I agree.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So let me go back to a couple more comments here. And Lauren makes this comment here that she had to cancel this month.
And
we hate it when that happens. But almost worse than canceling is poor Sarah. I mean, the Disney blues are starting to set in because her trip just ended today. But luckily, it's only 103 days, so that's manageable.
We were probably there at the same time, Sarah. We just got off the car, so we get it.
And then Eric says 141 days till his. And Samantha answers your question here, Marianne. She says, I just have a countdown on my phone, and I remind the family every day.
They would kill me if I reminded them every day. I'm the craziest Disney person in my family, so they would kill me if I said every day, "Ooh, it's only 66 more days."
Got it. Now, Alicia, we've got a killer trip report. So thank you so much. I think you inspired last week us to try something new. And so if you go back, at least on Facebook, and I don't know, let me see if I can post it here to all. This link, we'll see if it comes back out. Yep, it did.
Oh, cool.
I see it populated on Facebook, YouTube, Periscope, and even Twitch. We are now streaming the show live to Twitch. We got to get in for those gamers.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. Oh.
Yeah, new feature this week from StreamYard. They can hit Twitch.
Oh,
so I figured if I'm going to steal up all of your kids' bandwidth, okay, I can at least go to Twitch in their honor because they're not playing Fortnite while we stream. So.
Oh, yeah. I just booted him off. I'm like, get out now. Because we have a snow day tomorrow. Again, our second snow day already. Yeah. But it was fun. We had a great family vacation. It was super duper amazing. And Sarah, she's over here. She was cute. She was watching my show here, saw my boat video. Yay. So that is so fun. I'm going to throw up some photos. Just a little backstory. This was our first DVC experience. We have stayed many, many years. I've gone every year of my life and done a lot of exploring. We're kind of like the non-park family. We don't do a lot of parks. We do all the other stuff. And so a lot of people are like, what's that? What's that? So some of the highlights that we did, and I will pull these up.
What's the story on the first DVC stay here? Because you've been a member for seems like a long time now.
I know. Yeah. So we are super excited. Here's this one. And that one is us at Copper Creek. So we bought there. We're excited for buying. Oh, sorry. So we bought at Copper Creek, and that one felt most like home because we've been campers for a long time. That was kind of our niche, and our home was camping. And this was kind of like a great blending of that. So when we stayed, we did a split stay, and everybody always likes to stay in the top level of the DVC. And we have a 2-bedroom because we have 6 of us, but we chose the bottom floor. I wanted a walkout. So something a little different. We are pool people. Again, we don't go to a lot of parks. So we chose the touring plans that you recommended. Super amazing. We got the room we wanted. We were even asking the lady, I want to walk out, but they're like, we don't do walkouts. But I'm like, oh yeah, you do. So that was great. So there was 3 different balconies that we got. So all of us girls got our own balcony, and we were just steps from the pool. So that was great. We went to the pool every day. So like, this is one at the pool. Super fun. And then that one is like one of our favorite pools, and that one's at Boulder Ridge, and that one has hot tubs, and our I don't know if you can see, but like kind of behind those lounge chairs, that's where our room was. So it was really, really nice to have a walking, especially at night, to go from there to the hot tub. So that was great. We went to the hot tubs every night too. So no matter where we went, we came back, and that hot tub is an hour later than the we called it the public pool. Isn't that, that's pretty sad to call that, because they're
the
both
main pool, the feature pool.
Yeah, but that's where all, you know, that's what Bill was saying, my husband. He's like, no, we're going back to the DVC pool. I'm like, I think everybody can go here, but that's okay. We'll let them think that. So that one was really, really swanky. I loved the two bedroom a lot. Like a lot. Like I think I did cry when I did the walkthrough with my girlfriend. So we were going through and there's a lot of fun. And then for the last day, we moved over to the cabins. So I'll pull that one up. And that one is the cabin that we moved to. Now, I did not get my touring plans of what cabin I wanted, which was fine because honestly, they nailed it where we were at. We were at the 80-10. And my big thing is I wanted to see the fireworks and from the hot tub. And we did get to see the fireworks from the hot tub there. We did not leave. We ate every meal there. We didn't get in early. We tried to check in at 11. No. 4 o'clock. So we got in at 4, but then, and we had dinner there. We just ordered like takeout because we still had food credits. So we brought those out and we ate, you know, a takeout there on the dinner table and we ate breakfast. I made breakfast there. So that was really cool. And if you were ever celebrating anything, Thanksgiving, Christmas, whatever it is, I would suggest like grandma and grandpa rent the cabin and then all the other kids get studios. And then you just all like keyhole into this cabin because the gathering spaces were enormous. So I think,
oh, really?
Yes, where the sleeping spaces, I think, were bigger in the two bedroom. Like every kid had their own bed in the two bedroom, where in this one, like a kid had to sleep in a chair and another kid had like a pull down thing. So, but the cabin is where the gathering spaces, so you had huge dinner table. You had a big picnic table that was all private. You had a big living room that was in there and a huge kitchen. So that kind of atmosphere was a little bit more homey, I'd say, for like a Christmas celebration or something like that.
Okay. So if you had a choice between the three bedroom and the cabin, would you take the cabin then?
Well, it depends on how many people. Like, okay, so if I'm going with two families, you know how a lot of people are like, oh, let's go together and split the cost or whatever. I'd go with the three bedroom because the cabin is not, it was just big enough for our family. I'm glad.
We're talking like cabin plus studio here to get your 12 people. You had to pick between the two, cabin studio versus grand villa.
Oh, okay. So if I had a cabin and a studio and like, let's say I'm grandma, right? And all the kids are out in a different house. Dude, I would do the cabin and the studio.
Yeah. Okay. Lindsay makes a great comment here that she's now seriously trying to get Copper Creek at our 7-month window. Lindsay, I'm a Copper Creek owner. I know Jeremy, who's listening, is. Seems like Mary is. A bunch of us Copper Creek owners are on this show. It is an incredibly cool resort.
It is.
I just got a fair warning. Studios are hard to get, even for owners at the 11-month mark. So if you don't want a studio, you got a pretty good shot there.
Jeremy was just talking today about availability and people walking reservations, and his 11-month window is open and he was trying to figure it out. And he had posted something on the community site about it. Maybe he can link to it. Hey, Jeremy, link to it.
So.
Yeah, we'll help Jeremy out after the show on that one.
Yeah, it is. I can see why it would be a hot commodity. And the great thing, though, is they also have Boulder. Right? Boulder Creek or Boulder Ridge. Boulder Ridge, that's there too. So it's in the same kind of location, but not necessarily the same amenities, I'd say, because you have to walk outside just a little bit to get to places. But so that's nice. But yeah, I mean, and when you stay at the cabins, you have your own VIP parking lot, which is kind of cool. And like the little like lotions and all of that kind of stuff are way better at the cabin than the two bedroom. So that was kind of different. Oh, and you get slippers. Oh, they were great. I even had to call and I'm like, do you reuse the slippers or can I totally take those home? They're like, leave the bathrobe. You can take the slippers. Yes.
Oh, awesome. I had heard that the Asian Disney hotels always provide slippers over there. Cause I like Mousetalgia podcast. I listen to them. Yeah. And every time they go over there, they bring back slippers and give them away on their show. Okay. It's kind of crazy like that, but
it's an Asian thing. That's an Asian thing. My family, my kids are adopted from South Korea. And so I've been to Korea twice. And yes, it's very much an Asian thing. The hotels there, none of them, you get your slippers when you come in because you're expected to wear them at all times.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's, That's cool.
Hmm. Yeah.
I did wear mine all the time in the bathroom. You went in the hot tub 20 times. Yeah. So it was cute. I mean, Izzy, it was our purpose to wave at every boat that went by. So we probably waved. If you ever saw the kid, you know, waving at you going by, you know, that was us. So
yeah, I want to throw up another picture of Izzy that I don't think we got to yet. Okay.
Yes.
So let me throw this one up and you can talk through them. So this is Izzy over here on, well, it's Alicia on one side and Izzy on the other.
Yeah.
And they are both just as cute as they can be. So I see where she gets it from, right?
Oh, you're so fun. So that was the first night that we got there. And of course, we are big shoppers. So I saw out there in the world that they said that there's a place to get those metal cups instead of with our food plan, instead of getting the plastic ones. So if you went to any of the resorts that were on the monorail, then you could go get one of those cups for a $10 upgrade. So, and it was kind of chilly. I know it sounds awful, but I was freezing and Izzy was just kind of chilly too. So we had to find this adorable little outfit for her because we were going to the Christmas show, the Christmas party, and it just matched perfectly. I was surprised they, you know, that every kid didn't have those on because, well, I mean, instead of getting a big princess dress, you know, I mean, why not? It looks just adorable.
But you were saying that that is an upgraded refillable mug then. It's 10 bucks more?
Yes. Yep. With your food plan. So if you do that, then you usually get like the plastic ones. So I will do a quick like little hot review on them. So I like that they're metal. And it has a nice little lid, like top, like my Yeti, you know, that kind of thing. But it leaks. Ugh. So I am the person who, like, on the Star Wars ride, after the ride was done, I looked down and there's hot chocolate everywhere. I'm like, clean up on aisle 9. I got to go. I felt bad, but and it was shut and everything, but it did leak. So the other ones probably were a little bit, I don't know, stronger, but it's the first run of them. They're great. They kept ice all day, which is great. I mean, so I filled it up with ice and then I just went to the drinking fountains all the day. So it was worth the $10, I think, but just, you know, be careful when you're in Acapulco.
Yeah. Got it. Okay. Okay. So other memorable photos and deals here. I know we got a few more pictures that we haven't got to.
Yeah. A couple of fun ones. We went, of course, I'm your golf girl, right? So here is us. And if you are a golfing family like we are, that is one of the highlights, is golfing with the monorail like rolling behind you. And it's, again, it was Will's 18th birthday. He's then an all-state competitor. And to be able to golf on his birthday is awesome. I also suggest if you want a new polo shirt, when you're golfing with your parents, show up without a polo shirt and then they have to buy you one. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, he played that trick, huh?
That was Drew. You're like, Drew, you can't golf in a t-shirt. It's Disney. So yeah, so they have some great swanky clothes there, even if you're not golfers. So that was fun. And then we went to the Void. That one I don't have a photo of. So instead of doing the Star Wars one, which we did last time, this time we tried Wreck-It Ralph. That one was really, really cute. It's like a challenge that you compete against your teammates. But I brought Izzy. She's tall enough to go in it. I do not recommend children under 10 for just the weight of the pack. Like, yeah. I was in the room with these other two little girls and they were probably like 8, I'd say. And all three of the kids came out with, oh, my shoulders hurt. It was too heavy for them. So I say about age 10, maybe they'd be strong enough or have wide enough shoulders to be able to handle the weight of the pack. But it was really cute, but I would wait a little
bit. It is really some weight that you're wearing on there.
Yes.
Okay.
And then the last one we did, which got a lot of buzz out there, was we were that family, right? So one of the days we rented 3 of these little hot jet boats and we were out there playing and having fun. We were keeping the little police cars, you know, busy chasing us. They never stopped us, but they were definitely close the whole time. So, but it was a lot of fun. Like that's Will and Allie, and he had a faster one. I don't know if he souped it up, but they got a lot more wet than I did. But so they were ducking and turning and having a good time. So the price on those is only like, for us, it cost $100 and that we rented 3 of them. And we were out there for probably 45 minutes, maybe an hour. So, and you get a DVC discount with that.
That was three of them for $100?
3 of them for $100 total.
So fun.
Right?
Wow.
Yeah.
So fun.
Easy to drive. It was forward. It was backward. I mean, you just steer, you know, it was fun. And they go faster than they look. Yeah. We were splashing around and you could go everywhere. I mean, like you could even get out and dock at different locations, but you can rent them at Copper Creek. You can rent them at the campground and even over by like, oh, what's the one with the F?
The Grand Floridian?
There you go. The Grand Floridian.
Okay. I think you can rent them at the Poly also.
Oh yeah, probably.
Yeah. I would say every resort on the lake you can, that they do that. So,
I'm your girl for non-park kind of fun stuff.
Got it. And let's just wrap this up. Let me see if there's any pictures that we missed. I don't think, did we get the Star Wars Cantina photo up?
Oh, I didn't. Oh, I forgot about that one. So we did rope drop, and which was super fun. So that's us. We did midnight at the Mickey party, at the Christmas party, and then up and in the park at 6 a.m. to rope drop.
Oh my gosh. You are my hero. That is my kind of trip.
It was.
How do you pull that off?
Yeah. We have a lot of teenagers with high energy.
I don't know how you did that. I can't get mine out of bed.
On the Millennium Falcon. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. It was so cool. And we were in the front of the line. So it was really, really cool to be in the front. I don't know if you've ever done rope drop, but it's a herd. It's fun. But we got through Star Wars. We got through Toy Story and we rode Aerosmith twice. And the other like spinny one with the little blasters from Toy Story. So we rode all of that in an hour. So like it's so worth to rope drop. And then we went home and took a nap by the pool. I was the one snoring beside everybody.
Yeah, well, okay. And then I don't think I saw this picture either. And I really like this one. So,
oh, that one was fun.
Yeah, that's a photo on the boats.
Yes.
And, yep. So you're wearing the Wilderness Lodge life jackets, it looks like.
Yes. And those are heavyweight, like sticky plastic that, you know, they've been used for probably 10 years at least there, but they get the job done. We didn't fly overboard, so we were happy about that.
Awesome.
Young as 12 can drive them. So that's great.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Awesome. Yeah. You have to be 18 to rent them, but 12 to drive them.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, let's come back in. We had another couple of cool comments that came in here. And so everybody's like geeking out over Copper Creek. And I'm going, man, the word should be out on the street now. That resort's like 3 years old, almost 2-3 years old.
I know. And I didn't want to tell anybody about the walkout. I was like, maybe I just want to keep that one to myself.
Well, we the exact opposite. We were at the very tip top floor. And so our balconies were small and it was darker in the room because the balcony is cut into the roof.
Yeah.
And yeah, we wouldn't recommend the top floor. No, wouldn't do that at all. But that bottom floor, that looks like a winner.
I'll just shoot.
Keep it safe for me. I won't broadcast it to anybody.
Oh, good. That's my secret.
Right? Just those of us here. Okay.
Right. Just my friends. Yeah.
No. Yeah. But like Lindsay was coming back in and she was asking, how does Copper Creek and Boulder Ridge differ? She's thinking about Boulder Ridge at her 7-month window. She wants the feel of AKV Kidani and she's heard Boulder Ridge is comparable. So let me just answer that one and then we'll see if anybody else has anything to add here. But they share the same resort, okay? And literally that Boulder Ridge pool that she was in, when she was in that pool, it's right between the two buildings. Copper Creek was off to the right here and Boulder Ridge would be off to the left, kind of almost behind the crane on that side. And so you get to see all this, you get all the same resort amenities there. Every single one, they're all shared. And so it really boils down to what do you want more in a room? I tend to prefer the Boulder Ridge side, even though I own Copper Creek, because it's the old style rooms. It's got the exact same layout of rooms as Beach Club, Boardwalk, and Saratoga. Okay, it was all built in that architectural era. And then you do have a mini lobby in Boulder Ridge. I think Wilderness Lodge, the main lobby, kind of blows it away and can hang with Jumbo. But you've also got a mini little lobby inside Boulder Ridge that I kind of put higher than Kidani, to be honest with you. Now, granted, you can't look out and do that, but that's kind of my take on them. If I had a choice between the two, I would go Boulder Ridge. What are your guys' thoughts?
Well, looking at Boulder Ridge, it seems a lot more private, where Wilderness Lodge, I mean, there's people 24/7, especially with the Christmas tree, and they have cocktails by the gingerbread house, which is really fun. But it's always full of people. So having that private space would probably be a selling feature.
Yep. Lauren's sitting here telling me, shh, don't tell anybody about Copper Creek. I don't want to fill up anymore. Okay. Yeah. We hear that one all the time. So I'm sorry. Yeah. It's my job to come back in and tell you guys how awesome DVC is and get people like Marianne, who only stay at Saratoga Springs, to get out the nest. Okay. And go try something
new.
Don't
tell anybody about my Saratoga Springs. Don't tell them.
Yeah, that is cute.
Got it. Scott agrees here. Copper Creek's one of his home resorts and he loves it. And also loves the little jet boats. Would recommend them to try. Yeah. Everybody to try. Perfect.
And I'm Copper Creek. Oh, yeah, I was going to say they have the restaurant there too. So that's kind of, you like the geyser point.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yep. And then Dan agrees with this as well. Copper Creek owner here too. Love the Wilderness Lodge. Yeah. I can't say enough great things about that resort. I could be happy going there every single time. Now, the rest of my family, maybe not, but okay.
Yeah. So we had a hard time going out from the resort. Like we just wanted to sit there and go, ooh, pretty.
So the next topic is really kind of interesting and it came up out of the My DVC Points community. I think the post came up today or yesterday. But we had somebody in there ask about a Walt Disney World day trip, meaning you fly in that morning, you go from the airport, you hit the parks, and then you catch a plane back that night going home. So you're in and out for one day. And has anybody here done something crazy like that?
Oh, no.
Well, we drive from Michigan to Florida for the weekend. So I feel like we're a little insane as it is. So I could see, and last year I found plane tickets for like $37 and we flew down, bought a car and drove it back. If I was an annual pass holder and let's say the stars aligned and I got tickets into the magic, you know, something cool, you know, I totally would do it.
Yeah. I mean, we're looking at this and we're going, okay. You know, I think the poster said that she had $100 round trip airfare. So that gets into a situation where it's have annual pass, will travel. And now you're not going to get Magical Express if you're not staying a night. So that one means you've got to either come back in and either rent a car or Uber. And you might be able to rent a car cheaper than an Uber, depending if you could get a last minute deal on that.
Well, I think you would almost need to Uber and not rent a car because I think Uber would be the fastest way to get to property. Probably because sometimes those car rental lines are ridiculous at MCO. So if you're flying in and out of MCO, you can wait an hour to an hour and a half to rent a car. So, I mean, we've done it before and it was a horrible experience.
Well, that's where you could get one of those like Hertz fast lanes. Where everything's signed online and your name is up there on the board and hello, Mr. Pennycuff, your car's in parking spot 12.
Yeah. I still think though, probably Uber is going to be your faster, more efficient way of getting to the parks.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
it would be a hard call on my part, whether one of the posters, let me see who it was. Somebody
it was
said,
Mary.
It was Sam. Samantha says that the airport is literally the worst part of the day vacation, and she would need at least a one-night stay. And flying from Jersey is just too much. And I agree. The airport is probably the worst part of the vacation. But I recently upgraded to that TSA PreCheck. My husband's a federal employee. Oh. He always has TSA PreCheck because of his security clearances. So I jumped on and paid for it and I'm actually looking forward to my next trip coming home from MCO to see how much time it actually saves me.
MCO is the, if you needed one reason to sign up for TSA PreCheck, or either that or the clear service.
Right.
One trip out of MCO is worth it. Okay.
That's kind of what I've come to the conclusion of. And so I signed it up for me, and Katie's still young enough, she can come along with me. And for some reason, the big kids always just automatically get it. We have yet to figure out why, but they always have it.
That's probably because they're traveling with as a minor with an adult.
Maybe. Like, I don't know. Maybe because they're traveling with Tom or.
I think Mary is the one who posted the original question. She says she has pre-check, so that's a good thing. Shannon comments here that she agrees Uber would be the quickest, no parking fees. Without bags, they would be able to stay until the last minute. But the cost of Uber would have to be considered there.
Right.
So that very well could be. Mary says that she's checking flights today. She's pretty sure she can get it for under $60 round trip on Spirit.
Yeah.
And
wow.
Yeah. So that's probably her driving to the airport to buy those tickets using my drive to the airport and buy your Spirit flights at the counter trick.
Right.
Saves another $25 per person each way. I say $400 on 8 of us going down for February. So we do something similar. Like my January trip is a Friday night to Sunday. And same thing for my February trip. It's Friday night to Sunday where we're just planning on taking Magical Express. And we look at it like we get to, yes, we have to burn two nights worth of points, but we get to spend a full day at Disney and we get out of the cold. Okay. We get out of the snow. We get out of the cold. We get out of the ice. Mm-hmm. And that little breather room is awesome for us.
Yeah, that's what I did right on hers. And I said, if there's any way, even if you don't have any points, I would stay at Pop Century just to ride the gondola and have one night. Because just having that little bit of, even if you don't sleep, you know, just to go a few more hours.
Yeah. And Mary comments here, she does buy at the airport. It's you also have to pay the parking fee. Okay. And it's a smaller airport with free parking, even better. Okay.
Yeah,
because normally I get hit for $7 every time I pull that trick just so that I can park at the airport.
Right.
Okay. Either that or you have to do the whole spouse to let you off and then they drive to McDonald's and wait and you call them when you get your tickets. That kind of a deal to avoid the parking fee. But yeah, that could happen as well. I might be up for that challenge one day, Mary. That is a definite have annual pass, will travel kind of a day. Now, if your flight gets delayed,
yeah,
you're kind
of
screwed.
Thing.
So if that first morning flight out, you don't make it or it's delayed for some odd reason. And the good news is the morning flights are the least likely to get delayed because they've usually gotten in the night before and the crew is usually resting. And then they hop back on their plane and fly back out. Okay. So the first thing in the morning flights out usually came in last night. So they've had 8 hours to be late and not impact you. So that could help. That could help.
We're good at flying. So all those tips are good, handy things.
Yeah. Well, and we usually fly out the last flight of the night. And we've been really lucky that we haven't had any delays. But that would be my fear is if I was flying one down and back in a day, that I get to the airport and then all of a sudden last flight of the night would get delayed and or canceled. And had to be rebooked the next day. And then I'm like, ugh. Because you're already exhausted at that point.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. This is like going park commando to the ultimate experience. Because you figure you've got to have about a 7 a.m. flight out. Which means you're probably getting up at 3 a.m. Mm-hmm. to get ready, get in the car, get to the airport an hour, hour and a half early. And then by the time you get home, it's almost a 24-hour day. By the time you hit the pillow, it could be past midnight. Because I think the last flight direct gets in at about 11:58. I just booked one of those today for a May trip home. And yeah, I'm not looking forward to getting in at midnight and then having to get up and go to work the next day. But it is what it is.
Yeah, we had a flight that left MCO at 10:20 at night. And we were flying in and out of Kansas City for that trip. We got back to Kansas City at like 2 a.m. and then had to drive an hour to my mom's from the airport.
Yeah.
So yeah, that'd be a long day.
Yeah. And so Mary's going to have to give us a trip report on this because she's definitely leaning towards yes. And she says her AP expires mid-February. So that's the timeline. And Spirit does have some really sweet deals to Orlando in the winter. Really, 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 really sweet.
Hey, Mary, I have a question. Are you doing it by yourself or are you doing it with like children? Because that would play into my decision process.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. This is a solo or a one person kind of a trip. The ducklings aren't coming if I pull this one off.
Yeah.
Well, and you don't get a good fast passes either if you're not staying on property being later too.
Yeah. Very true. Very true. Let's move on to our next story here. And, you know, happy Thanksgiving, everybody, because we're broadcasting a Thanksgiving weekend. And so I thought it would be fun to just kind of talk about with us in the audience, what are you thankful for about DVC? Okay. What about DVC or Disney just warms your heart and makes you thankful?
Oh, those ones are good ones. I can't wait to see everybody's comments because there's so many good thankful things for DVC. I think mine is a family focused kind of event. DVC is one of those things that we've stumbled upon that this is what we do every year for the last 20 years. We go to Disney, and now it's guaranteed, hopefully, that we'll do this for 50 more years with our children, our grandchildren, our great grandchildren, that because of that, it will become our tradition.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think what I'm looking forward on this one is the fact that I know that I have these points that are use or lose, and I have to come back in and plan this. And the kids know it. I know it. Everybody kind of knows it. And we can plan on going that way as well. That's one of the things that I'm thankful for, because before this, there was this big argument in our house of we never go on vacation and we never go anywhere, blah, 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 blah. And I'm looking and going, we never put any money into the budget to go anyplace. So you just can't all of a sudden say, hey, look, I want to go spend a $5,000 trip when you haven't put $5,000 into the budget, because I'm not going into debt over a vacation. Now with DVC, it's rock solid into the budget. It's nailed in there. We know it's happening. We're funding it. We're planning on it. And I'm really thankful for that. I think that's one of the things that I enjoy most about the membership.
That's perfect.
Yeah, I agree. That is a big reason why we bought DVC, is to have forced vacation time. The thing I'm most thankful about DVC for is that while we do Commando Park a lot still, I really enjoy just the time of our family being in Orlando, because that's the parks we usually choose, just us and the five of us. And usually the kids are just, they're so much more cooperative and so much more fun when all of the other things in our world aren't on top of them. And so It's just our time together, you know, and maybe it's because my kids are a little older, they're teenagers. And I just find that, you know, our time is just a little bit more precious when we're at Disney together.
Yeah. It's kind of like everybody clears off their distractions at that point in time and says, okay, this is time for us to be together as a family. And that's really cool. We're going to come back into some of these and then we'll see if you guys have any more. But Samantha writes here that she's thankful that DVC allows me to share Disney with my family and friends. And it's nice to give a little back to my parents by providing them with deluxe accommodations every time we travel. So that is really cool that, you know, Samantha's single and still lives at home. We've actually recorded an interview with her to share her story. But I figured that would help everybody else to have that little bit of a background that she gets to provide Disney for mom and dad. So I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then Jeremy writes, I'm thankful I always have a vacation in the planning phases. It's like bottled hope.
And I love that. I love that phrase, bottled hope.
Yeah, it certainly is. Certainly is. And then Scott writes that he's thankful for the many magical years of vacations with my family. I think that's another key point there as well, is it's, we know we're going to be looking forward to this, and sooner or later you get to look back and look through this wonderful photo album of all of these best times of your life, and you can see the kids growing up. That's what I really like to do when I come back in and produce a podcast episode for a longtime member. I really like seeing their family story, and I like seeing the progression of their kids growing up Disney. To me, it tells a whole new layer of authenticity to this story.
And it's fun. I mean, the more you talk to people, like at the pool and, you know, or on the buses of, and how many of them are DVC, and it is families and generations, you know, that they've been experiencing these together.
Andy Berry posted about being happy for the opportunity to have taken my family on 7 different adventures by Disney adventures from New York City to Norway, with stops in South Africa and Peru along the way. That's also an amazing thing that he's been able to do with his DVC points.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's on the list. Yeah. I would love to do one of those adventures by Disney. They sound awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think Andy's episode there made us all sit back and go, ooh, wow, these have a huge price tag, but maybe they're worth it.
Yeah.
It did. He put it on my bucket list to at least try one of them. Okay.
Betadonis, right? Add-on-itis. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to try at least one ABD. I'm going to pay cash for it because I'm not using my points because you're just going to come back in and really just drain everything that I have. Okay. Dan here writes a pretty cool comment and I'm kind of embarrassed to show it, but I'll do it. He says, I'm thankful for the family memories, like others have said. I'm also for the great community that you started speaking to me. And these stories are great that everyone shares and the advice is incredibly helpful, allowing this to get the most out of our vacations.
And absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Dan. I'm a pleasure to have you and everybody listening and watching and listening to the audio syndication podcast of this as part of our family, because we really do. We come back in and we see questions like Mary had today and we all chime in respectfully. Some people say, I'm not going to do that. Some people say, I'm going to do it, but at no point in time do we like judge. We all try to contribute to helping everybody get the most out of their membership. And I'm really thankful for everybody that's tuning in and listening as well.
It makes me very sad when I see on other groups people being mean to each other and I'm like, whoa, why are you, I'm like, you need to belong to this group. This group's the happy group.
So. Yeah. I think part of the whole reason why I started multi-streaming to YouTube was when I started looking at DVC content on YouTube, I didn't see a whole lot of positive stuff out there. You saw a lot of people doing reaction videos and I hate DVC for these reasons. And I'm going, okay, well, you know what? I know hundreds, if not thousands of people by now that have listened to the show that think differently about this product. And I'm about the business of getting their voices on there. So, yeah.
And it's fun to be able to all have somebody else out there that gets it, like, oh, mm-hmm. You get it, right? You get it. Yeah. We're addicted. And it's okay to think about, planning our next vacation every day, even though it's a year and a half away from now. It's okay. Okay. There's other people
every
like
single
it.
Day, every
single day, right? And so Caleb makes this really cool comment as well, that I'm thankful to share DVC with others. We have a trip this New Year's Eve with my mother-in-law and another one this summer with my niece. And that is really cool when you can kind of come to family members that may or may not be able to go to Disney on themselves or wouldn't choose to come back in and do it. But when you can come back in and say, hey, man, I've got the room covered. You just need to pick up airfare and park tickets or drive down and pick up your park tickets. And you got to eat someplace and we have a full kitchen. So there's no excuse on cost of food. Okay.
And it's always fun to bring somebody that hasn't gone or doesn't go that often and be like, hey, come here. Let me show you what's cool. We think it's fun, but it's also fun to see it from a new perspective.
Yeah. It was fun to take my sister this summer after I had been a couple of more times than she had. And it started to rain at Epcot in the afternoon. And I was like, oh, come on, hurry, run. And everybody's like, what are we doing? I said, the lounge, let's go. So we ran to the DVC lounge and we sat down and Joyce said, this is amazing. I said, uh-huh. And you can only come here with me unless you buy DVC.
But I missed the lounge. Oh, I made it to the top of the world, but I got to save something for next time, right?
That's right. You got to save something, right?
So did you just not go to Epcot this trip?
No, we went in search of a donut. Okay. It's awful. I get it. But the donuts are that big and Drew wanted a donut and then Izzy fell asleep and Will carried her the whole way through trying to find a donut and it was
bad. Did you find them?
So we found one out by the monorail. As we were getting on the last one, it was bad. crazy adventure.
All in search of the great big pink donut.
It was a good donut.
Now, are you talking the ones from Joffrey's? Because those things are pretty respectable now.
I don't know what the name of it is. It's from Epcot out at like Paris or something over there.
Oh, okay. The Parisian bakery.
Like
got it.
Yeah, they were like, it was like on a stand over there, but they were closing, like they were like shutting the door. I'm like, wait. And they're like, oh, go try by the monorails. They usually have some extra. So we tried two other places and that they had one donut left.
Oh man.
Well, that's pretty funny. At least it was mission accomplished and you got your donut.
We got the donut and we rode test track. So, I mean, you know,
there you go.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So now Mary comments here as well. And I was thinking it when you mentioned that you went the Epcot lounge. If you were going there late, it closes at like 6 p.m.
It does.
Oh, okay.
So you might have just wasted some precious steps at Epcot trying to make it over to it. So, yeah, I always forget as well that it closes. And then I look back at like 6:30 and go, oh, I just missed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we ate there too at Epcot too. I forgot we ate with the princesses there.
Oh, okay. So did you do the breakfast or lunch at Akershus?
It was like Linner.
Linner. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Never quite heard of Linner, but I think I kind of pick up.
My brother-in-law has Linner almost every day. That is his thing, is Linner. Really? So when we were at Disney, we had to have Linner and dinner.
Yeah. Got you a lot. And I got to say my shout out real quick, being I was really scared to go as newly gluten-free, dairy-free, like can't eat anything. And wow, the food was so good. Oh my goodness. The best gluten-free, dairy-free chicken in the planet is at Magic Kingdom at, it's like at the, what's the boat one, you know, like on the riverboat.
Oh, Skipper Canteen.
Yeah. Everything on their menu is gluten-free or dairy-free or one or the other, but everything. And there it was fried chicken, which it was amazing. So good.
Awesome. We got a couple more comments here to
oh, yay.
Back, back up. Right. Jeremy says, DVC took a lot of the sticker shop out of Big Vacations. I'm a budgeting penny pincher, which gave me a ton of heartburn pre-DVC, and now it's much better.
Yeah.
Because you can factor in a lot of these costs. Yeah. That is something to be thankful for as well.
My husband did the math, and to stay at the cabin like we did was the same price as paying cash the year we stayed at Art of Animation.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. That's kind of crazy.
Yep. So I think the add-on-itis is real at your house about now.
You've heard that. He already priced out how long to stay there for 3 months straight.
That's awesome.
Just saying, you have to spend about $500,000 in points. Just that, you know, and that's buying resale.
Yeah, but this is Bill we're talking about. If anybody that I know could pull that off, right? Yeah,
right. But if you take $500,000 and you divide it by 50 years, it's really only like 10 grand a year. I mean, you just gotta, you know, just jump in.
Hey, I mean, can't say that I'm not a man after his own heart. Okay.
Yeah.
Can't say that a man after his own heart. So
he didn't figure in the dues yet, did he?
No, no.
That'll get him.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And yeah. And the $500,000 that we don't have. So
exactly.
Yeah, but it looks like you're now amputating the motorhome to buy more points or
yeah. Well, we're amputating the motorhome to make it easier. Remember a couple of weeks ago we had to help move my parents into a mm-hmm. different home. So that'll just make it a little easier to fly down and go see them instead of 24 hours back and forth. We go down once a month, so it'll just get any. And Grand Rapids now has direct flights from Grand Rapids to Sarasota. So that'll make flights a lot faster and a lot easier.
Yeah. Jeremy comments here that cabin would be a snowbird's dream.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I can handle that. I can definitely handle that. Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah. Tabitha comments, pointitis is real. Yep. Yep. Add-on-itis, we know all about it.
Have you ever done a thing on what they think is the best, like how many points do you need? Like, is it 100? Is it 300? Is it 500? Is it 2000? Like, what is the number?
It all depends on when you want to stay and how bad the add-on-itis is. Okay.
That would be a good poll though. I think you need to throw a poll like that out there.
Yeah. If everybody could own their dream amount of points, what would it be?
Right. Yeah.
I'm thinking mine would be around 800-ish. I could get by pretty happily on 800 points. And might not pull off my week-long in Alani three-bedroom grand villa all the time, but I could still pull it off every now and then. But Mary answers that question here. She goes, you need more points than you can ever afford. Yeah, I get it, Mary. I get it. So anyways, does anybody have any last comments? And we'll wrap up the show with final comments on things that they're thankful for.
So I did tell Will, it was funny. I told him that he has to marry well, so he can only marry people that have a lot of DVC points. So then we can combine the points and make this better, you know.
That has to be the case. I know I was in the interview. I can't remember if we got it on tape or not, but when I was interviewing Samantha, we were talking about her being single and she was just like, yeah, I'm looking for the ideal person. He owns at least a couple hundred points at Poly. And I was just like, going,
yeah. I mean, yeah, there's just some checklist that has to happen. Like tall, dark, and handsome, don't care. 200 points at Poly, perfect.
Yeah. Or willing to buy 200 points at Poly. Yeah. There you go. You know, if he doesn't already have it, maybe if he's just willing to jump in.
Yeah, there you go. There you go as well. So, okay. So one of the last things that I'll do this comment on as well, and then we'll wrap the show up. But I really, truly am thankful for all of the listeners. I'm thankful for all of the community. I'm thankful for this little bit of a movement that we've started of people that are happy with this product and happy with Disney and love talking about it and love sharing our stories. I'm super thankful for everybody who tunes in, shares the show out, links the show, comments on it, and helps make this thing a success. So I just read John's comment here in the middle of my serious thought. And he goes, there you go, Chad. You have to have a dating function to the app. And, okay. The my DVC points match, I guess, right?
Oh, poor Kenny. Know. Oh, poor Kenny.
That could be out there.
Yeah, I should have turned off the comments. But anyways, I am thankful for you. I'm thankful for John and your fun comments and making this show fun. And I'm thankful to DVC Resale Market for helping sponsor the show and Vacation Club Loans. Them as well, because without their support, we couldn't do as much as we do and produce as much content as we do. So I'm very thankful for them. And I'm thankful to the awesome Patreon people and just picked up some Black Friday sales with some of the money from the Patreons. And Andrew and I are working away at it. We hope to have something to share here soon, coming straight out of the Patreon's support and giving that back to the community as well. So, and then Mary made this comment here that she's thankful for Disney shows that come to your local theaters. They saw Aladdin and it was true Disney magic 1,000 miles away from Walt Disney World.
It is magical when the flying carpet flies during the song in the Broadway musical Aladdin. It is really magical. We saw it last year when it came to Omaha and I was like blown away. I was like, how are they going to do that? I have seen my kid dances on that stage every year. How are they? I don't think we have the rigging in there to do that. And I was like blown away. I was like, whoa, look at that. So it is magical.
And that same note, like we've been addicted now to The Mandalorian. Well, now we don't have Big Bang Theory, so we don't have that whole Thursday night family, you know, kind of gathering moment. But now The Mandalorian's here. And even in the cabin, that's what we watched. We didn't rent a movie. We threw on Mandalorian and we did a catch up. Like that's our thing now. So that's cool that they bring some family moments back.
That is true. Disney Plus is kind of a game changer for that, right?
Yeah.
And yeah. Brandy says true love is owner at the beach club.
Nobody.
Yeah, but 2042 is coming. I the relationship's got to last longer than that or we're just not going to play. Okay. So, and Santa writes, this community is amazing.
I think that this community is from all over the world too.
Yeah, it is. It really, truly is. Mary writes that she refinanced with Vacation Club Loans and saved a year on their payments.
That's so amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
that is great. So awesome. Right. And Mary writes, I'm thankful that we had the opportunity to join the DVC Points community. It has already helped us create a lot of fantastic memories. And then Dan ends the show with this comment. I am thankful for Baby Yoda.
Aww.
Yep. Yep.
The little frog licker he is. He's just so cute.
No spoilers. We haven't watched this week's episode yet. No spoilers.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Well, with those words, I am going to take a key from The Mandalorian, and I have spoken. Y'all have a good night. Thanks for tuning in, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, please watch your head and step as you exit, and take small children by the hand.
Aw, cheer up, Dad. You know I'll come back. With DVC.
My DVC Points is an unofficial Disney-inspired podcast created by fans of Disney Vacation Club. The thoughts expressed in this podcast are personal opinions and personal experiences. My DVC Points is not affiliated with Disney Vacation Club, the Walt Disney Companies, or any subsidiaries. We encourage listeners to contact their DVC guide or member services for official DVC policies.